Joining us now, director of the UConn Health Center's Injury Prevention and Sports Outreach Programs and serves as the team physician for several UConn programs. Please welcome Dr. Tom Trojan. Dr. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
You're doing better than RG3's knee, yes?
I am.
All right. Now, did you get a chance to watch any of the, whether the game or the replays of the game, to give you a concept as to what your initial thought was with the knee injury?
Yeah, actually, I was watching the game when it occurred. And he had what we call a valgus low to the knee, and you know they have a great picture of the injury. And it wouldn't be surprising if he tore his ACL the way he hurt his knee, catching his toe like that, and stressing his MCL, and probably hurting his ACL as well. You know, and then that's just part of playing football, especially with having had another knee injury before then.
Well, that's one of the questions that I've got. He had according to reports today, the tests were sort of inconclusive due to a previous ACL injury in 2009. How much susceptibility does the knee have when there's a prior injury, A? And B, how many more times can a knee take that kind of injury, and can it constantly be repaired?
Yeah, I mean, repairs happen on a regular basis, and the more you have, the less likely you are to manage back and come back from it because of other damage, not just the ACL, but injury and damage to the meniscus and injury and damage to the cartilage. You know, people who tear their ACL and they go into the Navy, there's a great study looking at that. They have a 10-time greater risk of re-tearing their ACL than someone who's never torn it. So, you know, you're at much greater risk once you tear your ACL of eventually re-hurting yourself. But, you know, with the rehab that he gets and the specialized rehab that you would get as a professional athlete, it reduces that level of risk down to probably the same as if you didn't tear it.
It's the Bauer Show with the director of UConn Health Center's Injury Prevention and Sports Outreach Programs, Tom Trojan. Tom, now, coming into the game, Griffin had a grade 1 LCL sprain. We were talking earlier about how he tore his ACL a couple years ago, about 3 years ago. Because he had an LCL sprain, does that put the ACL or any other knee ligaments at risk when you're playing on that?
No, it's less likely. I mean, you have any time your knee is wobbly or less stable, you're going to run into problems. But does it put your ACL at more risk? Not necessarily. The brace that he was in is a good brace, and it helps protect for that motion. You know, as he was stepping back, was there other injury that occurred earlier in the game? Because he was hobbling around, you know, and before he actually caught his toe and twisted his knee on the fumbled snap.
So, Dr. Tom, here we are. We got a 22-year-old quarterback in the NFL. We're suspecting he has a torn ACL. That would be the second time he's done it, the LCL sprain as well. What does this mean for him long-term? Is he going to be able to heal properly from this? You know, is he going to have problems as he approaches age 30? What's his long-term prognosis and playing in the NFL look like?
I had heard numerous people say today this takes 4 to 5 years off of his playing career.
Yeah, I mean, that's conjecture. I mean, when you tear your ACL and you tear it now a second time, it's going to take longer normally to come back from that second ACL surgery. And, you know, he has Dr. Andrews, who's an amazing surgeon, and they'll put it back together and put his knee back as best they can. You know, the big question isn't really the ACL tear, but how much cartilage damage did he do? What did he do to his meniscus? What did he do to the cartilage? And that's the long-term problem. The ACL in and of itself isn't the problem. It's the because they can restabilize that. It's the damage that happens to the cartilage. And once that cartilage is damaged, we don't have a good repair for that. And that's what takes the time off of them, off the careers. And that's what causes the problems, you know, 10, 15 years from now.
Dr. Tom Trojan, director of the UConn Health Center's Injury Prevention and Sports Outreach Program, with us here on the Bauer Show. Let me ask you this, Dr. Tom, as you're watching the game, if you were on the sidelines, and I think anybody that was watching the game here could see that, you know, from the first quarter on, RG3 was clearly being hampered more and more by the injury. If you were down on the sideline, you know, did you observe this, and would you have, you know, said something to a coach saying, you know, something to the effects of, you know, this kid doesn't look good out there?
I mean, that's a, at the beginning, that's really hard to make a comment on because you don't know whether he was functional or not. So let's say that he's functional, i.e., he hurts his knee, he goes off the sideline, you examine him, feels stable, and it's sore, but he can cut, he can jump up and down, they take him in the locker room, he can do everything in the locker room. You're going to, you know, he's an adult, he knows the risk, he knows the economic values of playing and not playing. You give him his advice, he's a big boy, he can, you know, or big man, and he can make the decision. And, you know, from there, if he makes the decision, I'm going to go back and play because it's the playoffs and I don't know if I'll ever be here again, that's up to him to make that decision with things. And you can advise him on, look, here's the risks and the dangers of you playing again. When you look at the picture and when you look at the injury of how he did it, even if he didn't have a knee, you know, injury, he would have still hurt his knee. You know, because his toe gets caught, and he twists his knee, he's going to hurt his knee, whether or not he had previously hurt it.
We're talking with Dr. Tom Trojan. Dr. Tom, last question I've got for you here. Yeah. All right, so we've seen some amazing things when it comes to the ACL. We've seen Adrian Peterson come back possibly stronger than ever and looking forward to next season with it. What do you expect with an injury like this, if treated immediately, what do you expect for a turnaround time for a guy like RG3? When would it be fair to say start of camp he may be able to be back on the team ready to practice, or is this something we should be looking forward to later in the season?
Yeah, so now the key goes back again to what did he do to the cartilage and the knee. If he has a ACL, MCL injury, this is something that you'd expect. This is January. You'd expect him back by October. If he did cartilage damage, that can take a year out with the length of injury that he has going on. So, you know, it all depends on not just the ACL, but the other injuries, which we haven't heard yet from. And with those other injuries, that can prolong his recovery. With just tearing the ACL in and of itself, the reconstruction and stabilization of the knee, you'd expect him back for the beginning of the season. Now, if he got his ACL and MCL, you'd expect him back in October. If he had damaged cartilage in the knee and they need to let the cartilage heal up before they start to bring him back, you can expect him not back next season. So it all depends.
Dr. Tom, thank you so much for the insight. We appreciate it. Dr. Tom Trojan, director of the UConn Health Center's Injury Prevention and Sports Outreach Programs. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
There you go. Love to hear how good and or bad that could possibly be for RG3 and now getting some insight on it. And him right off the bat saying he definitely thought that it was an ACL injury.
Yeah, good stuff from Dr. Tom. We appreciate that.